welcome back to Beacon Babes. My name is Brielle, and today we have Alora with us. How are you, Alora?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing amazing. Thanks for asking. So also, we brought a friend with us, my friend Peter. How are you, Peter?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm really honored to be here. Thank you for inviting me to this awesome podcast, Beacon Babes. I'm a big fan. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, we're excited to have you.
Yeah. Are you having a great day so far?
Every day when you open your eyes and you get on your feet and walk around is a good day.
I love your positive mental attitude.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, today's one of those days somebody could walk by me and I'd be like, screw you.
Alora's had a bad day, right? Your day was crappy.
No, I'm still going to have a good outlook.
I love it. That's why I like to hang out with you guys. Well, everyone who is listening, you know, we always want to let you know how much we appreciate you. We're a new podcast, and we want to make sure that you guys are having a good time and that this is an interesting podcast for you to listen to. So if you do enjoy it, we'd be grateful if you'd share it with your friends. You can hear us on any podcast outlet that is your favorite. So make sure you share it with your friends. And we're going to get started because today is, I don't know if you want to say, are we in the middle of a storm? What do you think?
Oh, it hasn't been officially said, but I'm thinking the storm is upon us.
I think so, too.
I mean,
Peter, didn't you say you saw a tweet that said the storm has arrived or something?
Yeah, Melania Trump on Clout Hub reposted, I guess, a post that she had posted at one point previously. And then today she posted it again where it says the storm is here, my friends.
Woohoo!
Wow. I'm just, you know, I feel very impatient. Because I really want to start seeing Donald Trump do something, but I know that he has something up his sleeve, and I'm just really excited to see what that is.
I know it's a process, and it just seems so long, and it's so quiet right now.
It is really quiet right now. It's alarming to me, especially today, for example, you know, because I know Alora and I, and Peter as well, we've been following intensely every single day, listening to all of the things that, you know, we feel Donald Trump is kind of leading up to the 20th. And the bizarre part is the closer we're getting to the 20th, I feel like the less we're hearing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that we were kind of warned that this was going to happen. I think one of the one of the things that we've all been told is that we, you know, the plan is not working on our time frame. You know, our time frame right. is we want justice. We want to see heads on a stake. We want to see Trump and his military storm the White House and take his seat back. And, you know, this is a game of chess. So patience. Right. We gotta let them make their moves.
Right. A lot of it is just waiting for the other side to complete the crimes they're committing. So mm-hmm. you kind of have to sit back and let them do that, because if you stop it before it happens, you can't get them for a crime.
Exactly. And I do think it's really interesting watching him play this out. It takes a lot of inner strength to be able to do the things that he's doing right now and the things that he knows. And not being able to pull that trigger, right. Again, like I said, it takes a lot of interpersonal strength on his part, especially when he's being legitimately beaten down by the public.
I'm in the belief that none of this caught President Donald Trump off guard. I think this was a well thought out, organized plan. I think way before Donald Trump was elected president of the United States, he was well aware of what he was walking into. And that's why when you watch him, it's like water off of a duck's tail, where the water just, you know, when you see them in the water just goes right off their tail. It doesn't stick. And that's what Donald Trump is doing with all of his haters, all the people that are trying to bring him down. He was fully prepared for this. This is not shocking him, and he's actually laughing, in my opinion.
He's so calm and cool.
Which is very telling. If you watch the actions of the left and you watch the actions of the right, I feel like you've got two different, if you want to think of it like, if you think of like the way that they're behaving, two totally different type of behaviors. The right holding their cards to themselves and being very delicate about the information that they're putting out there. And then you've got the left that is just spewing what I feel is hate and negativity all over the place and propaganda.
And don't you feel they might be kind of in freak out mode right now?
Oh, I think there's panic all over the place.
Right.
No, I really do feel that way, you guys. And in the last episode, well, we've pretty much been talking about divide very consistently. And although I feel like, and please, correct me if I'm wrong, the Democratic MO for the most part is unity. But if you actually listen to what they're doing and some of the little words that they throw out there, if you really, really listen, they contradict themselves right and left. They're really truly creating the divide. So you've got the divide of the races. You've got the divide of the Republicans and the Democrats. And now you've got the divide of government and the governed, which to me is the scariest part because I was telling Peter this. Basically, they're changing the narratives on mainstream media. And if, with all of the negativity and all of the hate that they're putting out there in regards to Trumpists, as they're saying now, I find that to be very negligent and extremely dangerous because they're painting the majority of Americans, specifically Trump supporters, as a threat, enemies legitimately of the government. What do you guys think about that?
Well, they're calling us terrorists, and they're also, I heard that Parler, the platform Parler, that originally they were going to use that platform to go after the conservatives, the Trump supporters, which I found actually that actually crossed my mind at one point. I'm like, man, that would be so easy to take a platform like this, knowing that we're all Trump supporters, and target these us, target us out here. And that was kind of a plan at one point.
That's crazy. That's out of control. Well, I mean, they have literally used Facebook and Twitter, got Amazon and really big companies basically manipulating people and joining in. Excuse me, I had a tickle in my throat. Joining in on the hate as well as some of the vile behaviors that the left is really taking on. And that to me is very upsetting because I really like Amazon. And it's sad because now I'm like, I don't think I want to shop there anymore. I don't I'm not going to. Absolutely, I'm not. Not
And
anymore.
that's
Not
absolutely
anymore.
right. We have to play the same game back because we have the numbers. The only problem is we don't have the media on our side. So the media can push the Democratic agenda and they're just going to sit there and just sip it and drink it all day long, where we have to rely on these third party social media platforms that they are actively trying to tear down. They're trying to take down ONN, they're trying to take down Newsmax. I'm sure they're trying to work on taking down CloutHub, and obviously it's on Parler. So like they are trying to silence us so we cannot unite. But that is the only thing we can do to combat them because we actually have more numbers on our side. And if we unite, that is really the only thing we have. And to touch on your question earlier, I do think it's dangerous because I'm someone who I love a good debate. I don't get angry. I don't hate Democrats and I don't even consider myself always a full-blooded right-sided Republican. I like to kind of hang in the middle and use my best judgment on ideas. And this current storm that we're in, I am aligning wholly with the Republican side. But one of the things that makes me really sad is when I try to speak to one of my friends, one of my close friends, who I know are more on the liberal side, and I can't even have a logical conversation with them because they are fully convinced the second I even hint that I'm supporting Trump, that I am a crazy lunatic. And that
Yep.
is scary that they have been brainwashed so severely.
Don't you know, Peter? Don't you know you're the one who's drank the Kool-Aid?
It's insane. It's insane how everything that they're saying is actually them. It's not us.
Yeah, exactly.
But isn't that terrible that what they're doing almost is working because the people on the right are saying they're crazy. Like what they're saying is lunatic. Like they're in a cult. And then the left is saying the same thing. Like when I'm hearing them say that Trumpists are in a cult, I am blown away because I know so many Christian people, which I mean, some people might say, well, hello, that could be considered a cult, I suppose, which is ridiculous if they do think that. But so many Christian people that believe in God that really believe in what Trump is doing and follow him faithfully. So it's disgusting to hear people call Trumpists cults. Because when they're saying cult, they're not thinking that we believe in God. They're thinking we believe in Satan. What I know about Donald Trump is that he has a very strong passion for the sex trafficking that's been going on in our world. And he wants to put a major stop to it. And all of that is satanistic. So what are they talking about? They don't know what they're talking about, in my mind.
And when I sit back and I watch and I kind of make my own opinions on matters because I don't let any news outlet, I don't let any public speaker or social media post sway the way I lean. I look at information and I listen to my heart. And when you watch the agenda of the people on the Republican side, they are fighting for democracy. They're fighting for what's right, the Constitution, freedom. They're trying to take money away from greedy little fingers that are just stashing trillions of dollars away. And this is something that they have known about for decades. And they are putting all their focus on freeing us, freeing people, and allowing the good to win. And then when you look at the Democrat, it is so full of hatred. And with my earlier point, I can't even talk to my friends who are Democratic anymore. They're still my friends, and maybe we could talk about sports, or maybe we could talk about, what we did today. But I can't talk politics because they're so vile, they're so nasty, and it's sad to see it. It really breaks my heart because it's a level that we don't need to go to as a nation when we're all U.S. Americans.
Well, the one thing I'm looking forward to the absolute most about, if all of this goes through as planned, is healing. Healing as a nation, healing as a community, healing with your neighbors. There's big healing that needs to happen. And I think once everything is done, it will start to happen.
I really hope so. And one of the things that's going to be interesting when we see what happens on the 20th, which is also very fascinating, is that so you have the inauguration of Joe Biden, but then Donald Trump is also having a farewell gathering in Florida on the same day. Oh my goodness. I mean, the 20th is just going to be something, and it's getting closer and closer as we speak. Let's say Donald Trump pulls the Trump card and he ends up becoming the president. I feel like the people who have despised him so much, they are going to be the ones that are going to be revolting. So this is not going to be officially over. And it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be really, really bad, in my opinion, if we have Joe Biden. It's going to be really, really bad. I think I'd like to believe that if we have Trump, it's going to be bad for a little while, but then people will start to settle. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think you go
I
ahead.
think that one of the problems we're going to have is something that I see all the time in my personal life dealing with situations with individuals, is when someone believes something so hard, so full, like with all their heart, they've convinced themselves that that is the truth. Oftentimes, these people will not consider that maybe they're wrong. They will fight and they do not want to admit that they were wrong. And I think that the body, the white hats that have been planning this and planning this, they know that that is going to be a huge problem on their hands. We can't just march into the White House with the military, arrest 70% of the politicians, and America's going to be like, oh, we were wrong this whole time. Wow, that was interesting.
Right.
Hey, I'm so glad to be free now. Like, that's not how they're going to react. They are going to be hateful. They're going to think that we just overthrew our government. They're going to think that it was a civil war. They're going to think a lot of really bad things. And so that's where I understand that there needs to be a really interesting play here where they need to either slowly leak out the information. I love the idea that I've heard that they're going to do maybe a 10-day blackout and do 3-hour video segments that slowly inform everyone about what's going on with filmed confessions. One thing I heard was that they will give these politicians an option to confess on tape to lessen their sentence, and then they would play those confessions for the American people. That is where I will be having my popcorn, and that is where I will be the happiest little guy alive.
Right. Because my husband was pointing out, he's having a hard time sometimes grasping what I'm trying to tell him, what could happen. Because he's like, but you don't understand. That would be like a dictatorship coming in and just taking over. And I'm like, not necessarily. Not the way they plan it, not with the proof that they're going to come forward with.
Right. And if you're just listening, like, for example, Peter, when you're talking about your friends, sorry, Laura, please don't forget what you're going to say. I was going to say really quick, with your friends, they might not be hearing or seeing what we're seeing because we're actually seeking it out because we care what Trump has to say. If they voted for Biden, they legitimately follow CNN, which is the worst for you to follow. They're gonna have no idea. And I have to literally search for the things that I'm searching for. And these are legitimate people that are connected to people who are connected to Donald Trump, who are telling Peter, Alora, and myself, who are listening, this information. So it's not like we're listening to some random individual. These people are actually connected to Donald Trump. They're very careful about how they deliver their information. They're not giving it all out, they're not laying it all out there on the table. But we're getting all this extra information that others might not get because they're not seeking it out. You know what I'm
Yep.
saying?
Everything has to play out. And like Peter was saying, it's a game of chess. And one of the things that may have to play out is us watching Biden be inaugurated. Like we may actually have to see that. Like I'm hoping not. I'm hoping things can take place beforehand, but we might actually have to see that because that would totally complete their game. They would have completed all of the crimes and they are done. So now they can be tried for those crimes.
The Democrats have so much power with the media, with big tech, that they can literally brainwash anyone right now. And that on the Democratic side, because they're not asking questions, they're not researching, they're just believing everything they're being told.
And you think about it, like the media itself is labeling the riot, their own riots, as a peaceful protest. So when they're speaking to the public, they're using the words, which is kind of, it's like so mental to me. They're using the words peaceful protest. So if you're not paying attention, okay, peaceful protest. But if you look at it with your own eyes, there is no way beating someone to a pulp, raping, burning down buildings, and ruining people's lives. Are you kidding me? Seriously.
I could not agree with you more. And every one of us, I know, and this is okay, so this goes into a lot of other things that are happening right now. What is today's news for the White Hats and all of us rooting for Trump? We are frustrated because we are not seeing anything happen. And the reason why we're frustrated is because we see the hypocrisy. We are so beside ourselves that no one on the other side can see the truth as clearly as we can. We don't have tinfoil hats on. we're not believing these crazy conspiracy theories. I mean, yeah, we do like to dive a little deep, but most of the stuff is right on the surface, clear as day. And we're like, how are you not seeing this? And we're ready for these 25,000 troops around White House to start taking some people down. You know, that's why we're frustrated.
Exactly. I want to start seeing some justice. I really, really do, because I'm terrified. I go to sleep at night and I think after the 20th, is our whole world going to change? I don't want to start seeing things being taken away from me. I mean, even when you think about Donald Trump with the wall, okay, he's trying to protect us. There are people, thousands and thousands of immigrants lined up at that wall right now because guess what? Joe Biden is going to let them through. Now, another thing that blows my mind is we're dealing with a pandemic, not to mention the fact that they've been saying over and over again that this pandemic is like basically regurgitating itself all over again. We're basically in the same place we were last year. It's all starting to come back again. So you're going to let immigrants come through? Are they going to be wearing masks? What about COVID testing? Like, this sounds like crazy chaos to me, like everything that's going on in the world right now. It is just mad craziness. And I really do feel like Donald Trump is trying to clean out the destruction that the Democrats have made.
They're not cleaning up the problems that this administration has been having. They're cleaning up the problems that have been going on since the assassination of John F. Kennedy. This goes way back, way before this administration, and they have had the upper hand for a long time. And the reason is because it is going to take a brilliant game plan to dethrone these guys. They have so much power. They have endless amounts of money. They have control of all the big techs. They have control of all social media, news networks, everything. How do you take that down? It took so much strategic planning from our military and these generals who have promised to revenge John F. Kennedy and bring freedom back to our country again. And it took planning and it took training. Trump is not a TV celebrity millionaire who stumbled into presidency. He was a wild card that the Democrats did not plan for. They didn't take him seriously, and he was well trained way before he ran for president. And this plan has been in play for some time, and now they're taking their shot. And we have to pray that they are successful, because this is our one and only shot. If we are not successful, the world as we know it is done.
Done completely.
It's so true. And the stakes are really, really high. And I think this whole situation is so fascinating. And Peter, to go back to what you were saying, it's sad that your friend wants to argue with you about it, because in all reality, she's missing out on one of the most amazing, hopefully, if you cross your fingers, plays in history. This, no matter what, this is going to go down in history. And I hope it goes down in history as one of the most amazing plays in history, instead of one of the most epic fails in history, at least on Donald Trump's part. You know, if you watch with your own eyes what happened last summer in regards to the riots, and then you look and see what actually happened there, and then you compare it to what actually happened at the White House. Now, let me tell you something. There has been a lot of speculation, and they even have some proof and evidence that this was actually strategically planned by the left to frame Donald Trump. In fact, a lot of the hoopla happened while Donald Trump was actually doing his speech. So they were breaking into the White House even before Donald Trump had even finished his speech, while they're sitting there trying to tell all of you who aren't possibly looking at other information. And why do you think that they want to close off Parler and other and close off Twitter and close off all these other outlets? Because they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know the truth, you know? But the other thing is that I'm trying to remember the young guy's name. His name is John Sullivan, but they call him Sully. he basically, Laura, you knew that he was like an ice skater. Was he an Olympic ice
Yeah, he was an
skater?
Olympic ice skater.
And he's been on commercials for like Uber and all that
Yeah.
stuff. But when I was doing research and things like that, so he was arrested, you guys, because he was basically leading, like, was it the Antifa, Laura? What was he the leader of?
I'm not sure if it was BLM or Antifa. I did see
He is an
pictures of him.
he's an Antifa leader. He's one of their high-ranking members,
Okay.
and he is a what they call him, like his specialty is creating chaos.
Right. And what's
So
so,
I
go
was
ahead,
just going to say,
Laura.
I saw pictures last night of him like dressed head to toe in their outfit and carrying a big gun around, and that's who's out there.
Yeah. So while they're telling you that this was all Donald Trump, then you have this going on. What is the phrase? Like, if it smells like a turd, then it probably is a turd. That's my own phrase. I just
I think
made
that's your version of that
that
saying.
up. If it smells like a turd, then it really is a turd. And the turd's name is Sully. So listen. So I was doing some like snooping extra research, you know, even though they took Parler away. I'm like, that's okay. I have other outlets, bitch. So I went and I looked. And apparently he did this kid. I mean, here's the deal. You know, try to find people that aren't like full of themselves. It seems to me that Sully is a little bit full of himself and he thinks he's pretty special. And when people think they're pretty special, they're always going to make a mistake because they want people to look at them and they want people to think they're really special because he's actually really insecure. So apparently he was on Discord and he was blabbing all this stuff to the people that he was talking to on Discord. So he's literally outing himself like a huge idiot and taking pictures of himself in all the gear that Alora is talking about with guns and all this stuff. He had a hat on that said he was a Trump supporter. Obviously, he wasn't. He was bragging about the fact that he was gonna. I could read the text to you, a couple of them to you. But you guys, like, that stinks. Like, that's he was he someone who was it? That's my question. Who is behind this?
Right.
Who asked him to do this? So, do you guys want me to read you some of the
Sure.
text that he had?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. I have to get it. Just one second.
While you're pulling up the text, I also want to add that there's been videos that have come out of prep rooms in the White House, and I don't know if you guys have seen these videos, but they're filmed on cell phones of people that were getting their gear on, getting their Trump stuff on. They're rehearsing their lines. They were going over the path they would take that they would take, and then they were escorted into the White House, and then they started doing and it looked really funny because there's only like one or two. They'd walk into a room and kind of stand there, and they're like, "Guys, start smashing stuff." And they would like, "Oh," and they'd pick up and start like messing papers up and stuff. It's a really funny video if you haven't seen it.
Well, I have seen it, and I feel like it's so obvious to me that this is what they wanted to hide. But the problem is, you can't control everyone. And if you have too many hands in the cookie jar, you're bound to make a mistake. Okay? So here's some things that he was saying. The protests will happen all over the nation at everybody's state capital. I bet in some of the more conservative states, it will be a stronger presence. And he spelled presence wrong. So I think that's hilarious. He spelled it like presents for Christmas. So he's obviously not very smart. So
Nice.
then he said, so all of those are happening at your state capital. This is happening all over the nation. So it's about to get crazy. Then he said, okay, yeah, so they show a picture. He took a picture that said battle ready. And it basically has like gloves, it has like a crazy looking helmet, and a bunch of like, it looks like war gear. And then he has himself dressed up in his war gear.
I had seen a text that was sent out to some of the ones that were going to show up and cause chaos, and it was to have everybody wearing a Trump t-shirt and a Trump hat, and they would blend in, but they would know each other because they were going to flip their hats backwards.
Well, they even had a video. I think that might have been what Peter was saying. Peter, let us know. But I feel like they were in a room. The video I saw, they were in a room. Nothing was happening. They were actually inside a room in the Capitol, and they were making their game plan out of what they were going to do.
Don't you think you'd have that ready before?
I mean, seriously. I know Trump has other things that he wants to let the world know. And they're way more, how do I want to say, gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
Of the lies. What were you going to say, Laura?
Just the more top priority.
Yeah, like this is actually small. Think about this, guys. From what we have all learned, Peter, Alora, and myself, Trump has way more to reveal to the public, to the Americans, about what has been really going on. Basically, little Sully is just a small bean, and the fact that they, Antifa, and whoever's in charge of orchestrating Antifa to be there at that moment in time, globalists, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, as well as the Democrats all working together. Actually, media too, because if you want to talk about Sully, I mean, I'm going off on so many different tangents because there's just so much stuff. But think about this, like CNN is a really big source for spreading the hate and a lot of the negative narrative that's going out there into the world. And there was a young lady that was with him. I think her name was Jade. I wish I could remember her name. And I know I wrote it down. But she used to work for CNN. And then they also did an interview with him on CNN about what happened in the White House. And so I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, it's just kind of convenient, is it not, that there's all these connections to CNN. But anyways, I digress. Literally, Donald Trump has so many things that he wants to reveal to everybody that I feel is just going to be very, very shocking. All of the people that are basically saying, kind of like what Peter's saying, is like, you know, well, what are you listening to? Like, well, how dare you say that? But then when Peter says, well, what have you been paying attention to? Oh, well, I haven't really been listening that much. Well, once they realize what's really going on behind the scenes, when the veil is lifted, people are going to be shocked.
Right. Because, you know, we're all in that awake state. We all kind of know what's going on. We all know the big issues. I'm scared to see the reactions of some of these people who have been so anti-Trump and have had their eyes closed for so long and think that everything that they're hearing is a conspiracy. And then when they hear some of the truths come out, how they're going to react to this. I mean, there's some people I don't think are going to be able to handle it.
No.
You know what's really going to blow everyone's mind?
What?
How deep are you comfortable diving here on Beacon Babes?
Deep.
Yeah.
So I think if they pull out a wild card that really shows like how controlled everyone is, like bringing out JFK Jr. and showing everyone that he is not dead and they faked his death.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be what brings everyone back together again, because they're going to be like, wait, what?
Right.
If that happens, like Peter showed me a tweet that was put up by someone in Trump's party, and it was Donald Trump and John together. Yeah. And it literally was taken down within he showed it to me, and then boom, it was taken down. Interesting, right? This is the type of stuff people are missing. Like, to me, it's like fascinating, because I feel like Peter and I are constantly always like, same with you, Alora, like we're always looking at something that has to do with this magic movie that's happening right now in front of our eyes. This is going to be a movie one day.
I search all day for stuff, and that's the truth. I mean, you literally have to search right now. It's not just sitting out there for you to look at.
No, I had to search. Yeah, I had to search today to try to figure out what is going on. I mean, I had to dig. I'm like, wow, I feel like one of those investigative journalists right now because I literally have to dig to find information.
Now, we have a couple reliable sources that we like to listen to, but even to up until late this afternoon, we hadn't heard from that one for quite some time. And then the ones that we like that do all the decoding for us, he was ripped off Twitter this morning. So
I knew that was about, I knew that one was about time. That one was definitely about time to happen.
But he came back under another name.
He showed me that name. I was laughing so hard. Oh my God. People are missing out. It's really interesting. I mean, the result, if it goes on Trump's side, the Trumpist side, is going to be a beautiful awakening, as they call it. If it doesn't go that way, we're not going to be laughing the way we're laughing right now. So let's just hope you still get a positive Alora, Peter, and Brielle next week. Because if things do not turn out in the way that we want them to, it is going to be a whole different world, you guys. It's really not. I mean, we can tell you this now, but you'll just, unfortunately, if you don't care to hear what we're saying, it's not going to be a good situation. And it really is. They really are telling you what their plans are behind all of their lies.
Yeah. The digging deep too. A lot of these, a lot of their downfall is their symbology that they're using. Like, they stick everything out there for everybody to see. A lot of people just don't see it though.
Well, no, because you actually have to pay attention. Like, oh gosh, last night I saw something in regards to the sex trafficking, and you guys, it is so devastating. And you don't even know. I mean, you don't even know until you see pictures, and then you just can't go back.
The reality of it.
Our technology is so sophisticated, and we can do such amazing things on this planet, and yet a blind eye is always turned away from the amount of missing children that happen in this country every year.
Right.
No effort, no money. It seems like no focus at all at the thousands of children that just vanish.
But do you know why?
I have my suspicions.
All the higher ups are all involved in it.
Yeah.
Or know about it.
And they're making money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you guys can please add. So I'm just going to say alleged to all of this.
All of it.
Alleged. Okay. But I was reading an article that said that they took, what's it called? It's going to kill me because I always forget like the technical terms, but the military went into, if you know, Joe Biden has a place in the Ukraine, and they went and they invaded it, and they said it was frigid and that there was a cave down underneath. And that there were shackles for ankles and wrists there. And that they found that adrenaline stuff for babies.
Adrenochrome.
And so what I wanted to say about that is that, you know, I'm saying that's all alleged. But then when you go back to Lynn Wood also mentioned names of people that were involved in the sex trafficking. And unfortunately, you guys, Joe Biden's name came up. Defamation of character is like his specialty. So he knows that when he puts something out there, defamation can come right back at him. So if he's going to say these names, that can come back on him and he can go to jail for defamation of character, especially if he's going to name Joe Biden, right?
Right.
So why would he do that?
He's got stuff to back it if he's saying it.
Exactly.
Well, ladies,
It's
this can't be true though, because I did not see any of this reported on CNN or Fox News today.
right. I sent Laura this really funny picture. It made me laugh so bad. It was a picture of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and it said sniff and snort.
And snort.
That's great.
And I'm gonna snort right now because that was funny. And then already the Hunter Biden thing. Oh my gosh, you remember that was the first thing we discussed when we started this podcast, Laura, was Hunter Biden's laptop.
Right.
That alone is suspect. Like for me, if I was just like one of those people that just like, I'm going about my everyday life and I'm not spending time. I've got too much going on. I don't have time to look into that. You know what I mean? At least it would register in my mind. Why are they not talking about the contents of this laptop? Obviously, there's tons of stuff going on with this laptop and like the things that I've heard about, the heroin and the this and the that. Like, and then that's his son, and then he's going to be the president. Like, that's sketchy. I would at least think that.
I think that laptop has the potential to take down multiple people.
Well,
Many.
think about the laptops that they actually confiscated. And I also, which is really, this will tie back to one of our other podcasts, was Julian Assange. Remember we were talking about him?
Yep, I think he's going to be pardoned in the next day or two. I really do.
Well, then that goes with what I was going to say, because I think, remember you told me that he worked for WikiLeaks? Well, do you think that they would give him the information in the laptops and then he would put it out on WikiLeaks? Because I saw some stuff on WikiLeaks just today.
Did you? That's possible.
Oh, yes, tons of stuff. Like, for example, Trump declassifying all those documents. I believe some of those documents are on WikiLeaks.
Yeah, they're out there, a few of them.
You guys want to look them up? And that's what Peter's talking about. He's looking into all that stuff, right, Peter?
Oh, absolutely. I also read today that Trump is supposed to be pardoning around 100 people tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Ooh.
Tomorrow?
I thought so. I thought, but I didn't know 100, but
Oh,
I knew there might be some pardons
they're
going
guessing
on.
around
Wait,
a
on the 19th, right before Joe Biden. Oh.
popcorn day.
So I have three updates from today, all right? And of course, these aren't there's no way to prove this stuff. This is just stuff that I found while digging that were they're my more credible sources than some of my other ones. So let's cross our fingers and hope. But one is that 100 people are going to be pardoned tomorrow, and I actually saw that on a news source, so that one's pretty reliable. 100 pardons tomorrow, and then the next thing was the FCC were making rounds today with badged agents. I'm not sure who the badged agents were from, and they were going to media companies and letting them know to clear their schedule Wednesday morning for the next 72 hours. They
Oh.
said dump all of their scheduled programming because Wednesday morning they're not going to be airing.
It's going
And that
down.
was just someone who works in a media company reporting that information. So hopefully that happens. And then the third thing I heard today, which really was something that was bothering me, and I'm so glad that I heard this today because it was the one piece that didn't make sense to me. They took 2,000 National Guards today aside and they certified them as U.S. Marshal. Like they have U.S. Marshal abilities.
Yes.
And the reasoning behind this is that judges, senators, high-ranking politicians cannot just be arrested. You can't just go in there and, you still have rights. And one of the few members of law that can, without a search warrant, without following the proper avenues, are U.S. Marshals. They can arrest you. If they think you've done something wrong, they can arrest you. They don't need a warrant. They don't need anything special. So now there are 2,000 soldiers in D.C. who can arrest without a warrant.
Yeah, I love it. Donald
So
Trump's,
exciting.
I know. Donald Trump is so amazing because I feel like, how do you want to say? I feel like it's like a Jenga, you know? And he's building it. He's building everything up. And then we just have to pray to Jesus that the Jenga doesn't fall. Like one little block doesn't get pulled out, you know what I mean? From underneath us.
Yep. They said just messes it all up.
Maybe seriously.
And I feel like they've probably had like a few little Jenga pieces pulled out on them, and they've had to reroute, they've had to refix it, and they've had to go back and do things a little differently, like go to plan B. I feel like they've probably had a few of those moments.
Right, and you have Melania saying goodbye to everyone and thank you and all that good stuff, you know, farewell. And then you have I saw Sidney Powell was saying something along the lines of like, I was telling Peter about this today, that it just seems cryptic to me. Like it almost seems like she's giving up. It doesn't seem like something Sidney Powell would do. And she's like saying that, you know, everyone around Trump has been lying to him. You know, he doesn't know who he can trust. And at this point now, Donald Trump is not going to fight anymore for the Republic. And I'm like, that just doesn't seem like Donald Trump to me. Like, you know, so much of his life is in danger. If he doesn't fight for his life right now, this just does not seem like something Donald Trump would do. So I'm almost thinking, like, is this a part of their game? You know what I mean?
Right. Like smoke and mirrors.
I really hope it is. You know, what do you think, Peter?
Ah, man, I think that I think it's absolutely smoke and mirrors. I think what happens is my brain and my heart start to combat with each other with that question. My heart really wants this to happen, and my brain's like, no, you know, they're you know, this is there's no way this is way too huge of a Steven Spielberg cinematic script to happen in the next 2 days. But we have so much out there that's saying that this could happen. There's so many things that you know, all of a sudden there's a wall put up and all the Q stuff, which we haven't even gotten into on this program, that it's all coming true, and the codes are coming true. You know, the prophecies
Right.
are all coming true. And you know, if you want to come at this from a biblical place, you know, a lot of this stuff can line up to fulfill biblical prophecy as well, as far as the peace, the one world banking system, everything coming together. Like one way or another, we're in biblical times right now. No matter who wins, the other side of this is biblical prophecy, and our life is going to change no matter what. So buckle up, get your popcorn.
Yep.
Yeah, and tomorrow actually happens to be National Popcorn Day. Do you think they planned that on purpose?
I do.
I
It all comes together in the end.
feel like, you know, Donald Trump, I don't know, like one of the things that fascinates me about him, I think one of the reasons why I want things to work out for him is because everybody likes a how do you want to say? Almost like, I don't want to like idolize him in that way, but I mean like a superhero story. You know, when you see like Spider-Man, for example, gets beaten down, beaten down, beaten down, beaten down, and then he comes through for, you know, the people of Gotham City or where, oh, I don't know, that's Batman. Spider-Man's in New York, but is that Gotham still?
No.
What is it? Just New York?
I
I figure
don't.
they're all from the same place, but I know they're not. I
Well,
epic failed on that one.
isn't Spider-Man from like Liberty City?
I have
Comic
no
book
idea.
people are going to be like, you know what, Brielle, you're an idiot. But I know he's from New York. He's from the city, no?
Yes.
Whatever. Everybody knows my point. Okay. And my point is, I like to see, you know, the whole 4 years that Donald Trump was president, they've done nothing but beat him down, beat him down, beat him down, try to frame him for everything, try to take everything that they're actually doing and then blame it on Donald Trump. And then up to this point right now, I mean, it has just gotten so brutal for him. And just to see him just literally brush it off his shoulders and come back fighting for the Americans and giving us a better life would actually be such a beautiful story.
And just so you know, Spider-Man was born in
Oh,
Queens, New
thank God it
York.
is New York. That's because I like Batman, so I figure, you know, Gotham's where it's at. Actually, I saw a picture. I saw a picture that someone had created on Photoshop, and it was of Donald Trump, and then the shadow was Batman.
Yes, that was really cool.
That was badass. I loved it. But you guys, we have so many things that, you know, we could literally talk about, because, you know, it's just touching base on things that other people don't know. I don't know if we can shift gears a little bit. I did want to say, like, so, you know, talk about one of the things that's really important right now that's happening is the impeachment of Trump, which is a bunch of gobbledygook. It's so stupid. And I think right now that is one of the examples of how they're being sketchy, the left, you know, because my example is, this is just my example, and you guys are more than welcome, please, to add to that. First, the rush to impeach. He's going to be leaving soon. Like, at the time, he had like 12 days or something before he was going to be literally done with his presidency. So I find that sketchy. Like, in my mind, I think, okay, why? Like, what do you guys have to hide? Clearly, you're trying to hide something.
Well, if the impeachment goes through, he's been impeached twice and he won't ever be able to run again.
So see, like, to me, so then that goes with the other thing I was going to say. This comes across as vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you say that and I think, well, why are they so vengeful? You know? And then they did it without a hearing. So, you know, they were skipping laws, right? Don't they have to have a hearing?
Yeah.
So that to me says, like, they really think there's something, like, they really are power hungry, or they really think they can just break the laws, not follow the rules, just like everything else.
The rules don't apply to them.
They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the people that actually did vote for Trump and do care about Trump and would like to see him finish his presidency.
They are setting the precedents that if we don't like what you're saying, we will silence you. We will delete you. We will impeach you. We will turn you into a laughing stock. We will delete your posts. We'll delete your tweets. And the only reason why you would ever want to silence anyone is if you're afraid of the truth being told.
Exactly. And I think basically big tech shutting down. I mean, like, if you think about it, all three of us were conservatives and we follow the conservative bigwigs. So we saw what happened. Donald Trump got taken down, but then Lynn Wood got taken down. Then Sidney Powell is taken down. Like, I'm like, what is going on? How in the world does big tech, okay, again, these are the type of questions I'm praying that our followers and our listeners will start applying. If you haven't already, it is not an insult. Like, hopefully we do this podcast to enlighten you so that you guys can say, like, for me, it's like, wow, like, they really must be hiding something. And secondly, how does big tech have the ability and the power? That alone freaks me out, to shut down the president of the United States, regardless of what you think about him, guys. That is whack.
And I've kind of thought that, like, for so long about, this man is our president. I don't care if you hate the man. He's still your president. He's the president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And he gets such disrespect.
I think I even remember saying that when he got elected. And I've said this in our other podcasts, and I will say it again. And even Peter knows, I did not like Donald Trump. I thought that he had vomit coming from his mouth a lot of the time. I really, really did. But because of some of the things that I've been learning about him and the things that he's been doing for us is when I changed my mind. So, and I remember saying that, and I didn't even, it wasn't until recently really that I started really getting into this hardcore, but I used to say that, like, he is our president. And I think it was even Nancy Pelosi. And I literally just saw her. The first thing I remember when I very first saw her was her ripping up papers and just being literally so disrespectful. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I do.
And that's when I just thought, wow, like, that's really setting a precedence. And that was when I was even just half listening. Like, this is just setting a precedence of just a sheer disrespect.
And it's just been the way it's been going ever
since.
It
really has. 100%. One of the other things I wanted to tell you guys too is that, you know, these declassifying documents, what does that mean to those of you that are like, what? You know, I didn't hear about that and I don't understand what you guys are talking about. Well, here's what I think that Donald Trump is trying to do. I think that what he's trying to do, and then even Peter was saying some of the things that are going to be happening tomorrow, and it's lining up with this. He wants to show us, you guys, how the government has literally been lying to Americans nonstop, throwing our country into chaos, you guys, and trying to convince Americans to not follow the authority of our sitting president, which goes with everything we've been saying. That is not okay.
No, it's not okay.
Regardless of what you think. Now, listen, do you see how much they're protecting Biden? They are protecting him so hardcore, but then they are totally, totally throwing Donald underneath the bus. And I'm really looking forward for him to get his justice. And I'm looking forward to him revealing all of these things that we just discussed. And I think if you go to WikiLeaks, you might be able to find those documents.
Well, I was about to say, what an interesting segue, because as we're sitting here talking, a good friend of mine who's a reliable source just sent me the link to the declassified documents. And these are different than the FBI files that I was looking at previously. These are new documents that were just released a few hours ago. So if you, if you do your due diligence, the link that I found is posted all over Clout Hub right now. And I'm looking and I see right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at Epstein's flight log right now.
Oh, can you give us some information?
Well, I think what's unfortunate is when I navigate away from our podcast app, you no longer can hear me because I was talking and I don't think you could hear me.
No, we couldn't.
So we'll have to do some research and then we'll have to bring it up on your next podcast.
Wow, and it'll be really interesting, since next week we'll have an answer. But what were you going to say, Laura?
Oh, I was just saying that would be a fun podcast to bring some of that back.
Oh, I think so too. Because I was also looking at something, you know, obviously I was digging. And let me just tell you guys, I hear... Okay, that allegedly, but I hear these names being brought up a lot. So when there's smoke, there's fire. I hear Tom Hanks' name come up a lot. And I also hear, when we talk about the adrenochrome, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I hear Ellen DeGeneres and I hear Oprah Winfrey's name come up a lot.
Yep.
Right.
Now, what I've specifically heard, like if you want specifics on that, is that they've had people on their shows who have sold beauty products that have that adrenochrome. And Alora, do you think you'd be cool with explaining what that is for people who don't know what that means?
From what I understand, it is the blood taken from babies that their adrenaline has been spiked through however they do to get their adrenaline to spike. And it's the blood that is taken from the baby after the adrenaline's up.
And that means they have to terrify the child.
Right.
And scare them. So these are the type of things, these are the alleged type of things that are coming out. I mean, it's absolutely terrifying. And so this is the list of people who have been going to Jeffrey Epstein's island. And I mean, I've even heard that people have gone to his island and that there are celebrities, AAA celebrities, who've been so traumatized by what happens that, you know, they had to leave. And they were speaking to, was this Charlie Ward? I believe it is. This is the information that I got from Charlie Ward. So just so you know, like my source. And he said he didn't even mind mentioning Ellen DeGeneres. He didn't even mind mentioning Oprah Winfrey, because what he had to say was that they had had these people on their show who were advertising the beauty product. And what's bad about that is exactly what Allura and I are saying. That's why this product is vile and disgusting. Now, it could be said that Ellen and Oprah had no clue, what's behind this beauty product. I don't know. But there was that. The images going around of specific celebrities that had those military cuffs on their ankle. Do you remember that? And Oprah and Ellen were part of those pictures. So that's pretty sketchy and scary. But yeah, so that's kind of what we're dealing with. And that's the kind of stuff that I feel like Donald Trump is. He's informed about all that on a way obviously deeper scale than we are. And I think that is where his passion is, that is where his push is, and that is why he keeps going forward, no matter how many beat downs and hits he keeps getting.
He's the
Yeah.
man.
Yeah. He absolutely is. It's kind of like Rocky. I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
He gets knocked down and he gets back up
He
and
gets knocked down, but he gets back up again. And then you guys, just keep your eyes open too. Keep your ears open. So listen to what people do, not exactly what they say, but when they say certain keywords, just kind of hopefully it'll perk your ears up a little bit. Because, I was writing down a few things that I was listening to on CNN. I don't specifically listen to CNN, but when I do hear things, when I can't find anything else, that's when I start to really cringe. And there's this former Facebook insider. His name is Alex Stamos. And what was alarming to me was that he was saying, and this is what he was saying out loud, he was saying, people are allowed to seek out info that makes them feel good. They can choose what their news sources are and what influencers they want to follow. Now, when he's saying that, he's saying it like it's a problem. And you know how dangerous that is because, obviously we're going to follow the person that we resonate the most with. Maybe you resonate with Joe Biden because his causes touch your heart for whatever reason. With us, we want to see Donald Trump because sex trafficking, that is one of his main things, and he wants to really axe those people. He wants to save America, but despite what they don't want you to know that because they don't want to save America. Donald Trump does. And yeah, that does make me feel good. Is that a problem? So then he also said, how do you bring those people back into a fact-based reporting source? Like what? CNN, who's just sitting there lying to you 24/7?
Right. Just spoon feeding the people like what they want them to hear.
Yeah. He was saying that he wants to, that CNN, or he was talking to CNN. So he was saying he wanted to turn down the ability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences like YouTubers because he feels that they have a larger audience than daytime CNN. So he's basically going with the same narrative, in my opinion, as Facebook and Twitter. He wants to take them down. And he was also saying that these YouTubers and these influencers are pushing a here's the word, extremely radical views. That's his opinion.
Well, it's assuming that we're all too stupid to think for ourselves, first of all. And
Right.
secondly, it's blocking anyone who wants to push agenda separate from the agenda that they have slated to pour into our heads. You know, and it's just this is what I was talking about earlier at the beginning of the podcast. This is how communism starts. Everything about this is communistic. It's like we're living in China. And
Bloods of China.
do you think it's crazy that it's the southern states that are taking up arms and flags and charging the White House? You know, you find more American pride in your southern states, and you know that's where you find, you know, they want to make fun of like the good old boys. You know, they try to paint us to be like mindless, you know, toothless rednecks, and that's not the case at all. It is originating in
No.
the southern states, but that's because that's where you're going to find the most pride, the most American flags, the most people who are willing to defend this country, whatever it takes. And I think if let's say that the inauguration happens and we get word that, Trump is conceding and the whole plan didn't work, I don't think they're gonna be able to forcefully continue to take over this country the way they think they are. I think at some point, these 75 million patriots, at least half of them are willing to fight back. And we're looking at a revolution.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that it doesn't get to that. And that's why I want to put all my hope in Donald Trump. And I guess we'll find out. And it sounds like each day is a new adventure, and it's just going to keep
Every
heating up.
day
It's
is a
just going
winding road. I get a little bit
to
closer.
get.
Hopefully you get a little bit closer to a win. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about Donald Trump pushing through if this election is going to happen. And they were even saying that, like, check it out. So Tom Hanks, I don't know if he's going to speak. I heard his name being thrown out, and then Lady Gaga. So what they're going to do is they're going to put people to sleep even further. They're going to sit here and they're going to do their smoke and mirrors and like play the lullaby. Put Lady Gaga up there. I don't know. Tom Hanks is going to go up and put up the charm and all that good stuff and forget about the fact that all of this stuff is happening. To me, it just seems like a bunch of smoke and mirrors. I think that you said that, Alora. It's
How
smoke
are they
and
going to get out
mirrors.
though?
Yep.
Well, tell us, what do you think? Because why they're stuck up behind the wall
Well,
that
once they
the
enter
feds.
Trump's jail cell that he's built for them, they're going to be stuck in there with all the convicts.
Now, do you think that the troops that you were talking about, do you think that they would keep them trapped in
Absolutely. I
there?
think that's the whole purpose of the cage, and I think they know that's what Trump is doing. Some of the news sources that I was reading today even stated that the Marines are blocking off all the secret tunnels because the White House has a ton of secret passages underneath it, and they're all blocked by the Marines right now.
But then Sidney Powell said that the troops that are out there, you guys, 25,000, maybe even 30,000 troops are there right now.
Insane amount. I heard yesterday it was
Which
over
is
25. So
more
there you
than
go.
we've ever had in like Afghanistan.
Right.
Why? Like, again, that's a question. Why?
He built the wall around around the palace to
The
keep them
temple.
all in.
Okay.
A line to get in the temple.
She even called it a temple.
Yes.
They're gross. They're disgusting people. I because there was something I clicked on, and it was in those the WikiLeaks those documents. Okay, and it was like it said like alpha beta something ritual, and I clicked on it, and it literally was like this, almost like written out play of this sadistic, satanistic ceremony. And I was like, I don't know exactly what that was related to, but is that them? Is that what they do? Like, I don't know. I'm not gonna say that that is who, what is that? That's all I'm saying. What is that?
Well, that's another alleged.
Yeah. Check that stuff out. That's just fascinating. I mean, that's one of the things there was a funny picture of Donald Trump where he had the documents and he was just smiling from ear to ear. So we'll see what ends up happening. Well,
I've
but
heard some allegeds on some of the laptops that were confiscated, and it's pretty fun stuff. If this comes out, people are going to be super shocked.
they're going to be so shocked.
Yep, I heard that they're trying to track down 19 total laptops, and they're having a hard time finding Nancy's laptop, and then they discovered it was a lady was trying to sell it to Russia, and they've tracked it down.
Oh, wow. I hadn't heard that.
What? I thought they had
No,
it.
they were having a hard time locating it, and then they finally they I even read the lady's name who has it. I think it was Wendy. I have to look back. I have to look back. But yeah, they caught her trying to sell it to the Russian secret intelligence.
Wow. Well, you guys, I think what we're going to do is wrap it up. I know we've covered a lot, and there's so much more that we still haven't even covered. I mean, we haven't even covered the coronavirus. We haven't covered the things that are going on in Italy
Oh,
and
you
then
meant the China
the
virus.
blackouts.
Sorry, I was confused.
Yes.
I was
One of the things
confused.
I think.
The CCP virus.
One of the things I think that's funny about Donald Trump is they were calling him so many names because he said the China virus, but he doesn't care. He still says it anyways.
He keeps using the same word.
There's a
We don't.
reason why he does that too. There's a reason, and we haven't talked about that yet, but that's what makes
Yep.
it funny to me.
What I love about him too is all his little he does things just to poke the other side.
Which tells you to me, it's, I mean, I do think Donald Trump is cocky. You know, he wouldn't be where he is right now if he didn't have an extreme amount of big balls and confidence. But I
Right.
also think he has a lot of knowledge in what he's talking about. Like, I feel like he knows a lot of things that these people have done that are so bad and so vile that he has absolutely no respect for any of them. And he knows that
No.
they're wrong. He knows that they're evil. And he doesn't care what he says because he knows they're bad. But we do need to pray for his life, his family, and we need to pray for America and the state of the world that we live in because, you know, we talk about children. There are children out there that are going to have to live through whatever is the fiasco that ends up happening this Wednesday. And if it goes in our favor, well, that's amazing and wonderful, and I can't wait. But if it doesn't, they're the ones that are going to have to take the brunt of it throughout the years as we move forward. And they're innocent, and that's terrifying to me. So we want to pray for America. We want to pray for Donald Trump, and we want to pray for his family, and we want to pray for peace and well-being. You know what I mean? That just a better America, maybe something better than we've ever had. And one of the things that Donald Trump has been saying, and then no one would know if you're not looking into the things that we've been looking into, is that if things work out in his favor, there is a great awakening that is going to be happening. It's going to be something very beautiful and something that none of us will even be able to comprehend, but it's something that will be really great.
Yep, and I cannot wait.
The next 4 years will be even better than the things that he's put out in this previous 4 years. So
Yeah, because
before.
he gives the glory to God. He really, really does. And that's the person that I want to follow.
Yeah.
He's not a cult. We're not a cult. No, we're not. Trust me, I'm not that idiotic. I can think for myself, okay?
I have two special videos to send you tonight. So, new info,
Yes.
and my
Is it
resources say quite good.
it's good information?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Does it have to do with what might be happening in the next couple of days?
Yeah, I think so. So, I can't wait to listen.
Yay! Okay, so we'll listen and we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. And obviously, it'll be just one day for you guys. We always talk the night before. So, God bless everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you guys come back and meet up with us next week. Take care of yourselves, take care of your family, Alora and Peter. If you have anything to say before we head out, I would love for you to do so. So, the floor is
I
yours. What
guess
you
I will
got?
leave with everyone be patient, trust the good guys, and what we can do is support them, and just remember that your first priority is always to your family. So take a minute, go out, buy some water, buy some dry goods. From what I understand, a week's worth is really what you should be shooting for. If we do have a blackout, just think about that. Do you have a way of listening to the radio? Do you have flashlights? Do you have ways of keeping your food cold? Just you have a day or two left to think about that.
Love it. How about you, Laura? Anything? Uh-oh,
I
did we
think she
lose her?
navigated away from Anchor, which means that we won't be able to hear her. That's what happened to me there.
Oh no. Okay, well, we're gonna give Laura love. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your week. God bless you, and we'll see you next week. Don't forget to share with your friends. Bye.